Today is a very special day in the Slimming World calendar because 50 years ago today, something very special happened.
You're trying to sound like Richard Attenborough, David Attenborough.
Richard Attenborough.
The long day.
Yeah. So 50 years ago, Slimming World started.
Oh my God.
So happy birthday to Slimming World.
Can we just say happy birthday and well blinking done to the Margaret, to the founder, the chairwoman, the absolute hero of mine, Margaret Wells Bramwell. Without you, I wouldn't be who I am today.
Oh, isn't that
nice?
I
wouldn't.
And 50 years of glorious hair as well.
Oh, that woman's hair. I just love her for it. I wouldn't have a baby if it wasn't for Margaret.
That is a statement.
Yeah, it's not Margaret's baby. But no, I wouldn't have got my spine fixed. I wouldn't have been able to have a baby.
Wow.
So Margaret, thank you.
And we would have never have met.
No. And I don't think potatoes would sell as well. Do you know what I mean? We have so much to thank our chairwoman and founder of Slimming World for, from giving us the freedom of potatoes, to showing us the truth about pasta, to teaching us about freedom from guilt, to how to have the best hair in the business.
And that is probably the best introduction we've ever done on this podcast. So welcome to Slimming World Podcast. Yes, a special day for Slimming World, which we are nodding to as a thanks. We salute you, Margaret. Thank you for bringing us all together. But also, birthdays happens to be one of those things that can trip many of us up, either our own birthdays or other people's birthdays when it comes to our weight loss journey. Mm. So we thought, what better time to talk about the B word?
Yes, because
mine's coming up soon, actually.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Not that I noticed in our planning schedule you'd put both our birthdays in. I like that.
Yeah,
like we should have like a celebratory like birthday edition for each of us.
Yeah, well, do you know what I actually looked at? I was trying to determine the star sign of Slimming World, and it falls into
so
Libra.
I'm a Capricorn. Oh,
so because it's the 23rd, it just falls into the Libra, which is the same as me.
And my brother, and you're very similar. My brother is so laid back, he's almost horizontal.
I'm not laid back. I'm all right, stressed.
No, you're very laid back in terms of a lot of things.
I'm like a swan.
I am too, like underneath. Flapping underneath. Yeah. Whereas I'm a Capricorn, I'm fiercely, fiercely, fiercely loyal and stubborn and determined, but so sensitive, it's like ridiculous. Like literally. I cry when Daisy stubs her toe, like my child's hurt. So, yeah. I don't know why I needed to tell you that. Sorry, I got itchy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Should we talk about birthdays?
So, birthdays. I've been thinking about this. And
what do you want?
For my birthday.
Mm.
I just want some sleep. I'm going to go and hang out with my new niece. And I'm going out for a walk and some dinner with my mom.
Aww.
I just wanted some family time. My birthday falls on a Friday. So, I'm actually going to a house design big show with one of my friends, Nat. And then I'm going to be at home with my mom. And I just wanted a bit of family time.
Love that.
And you know what?
How old are you going to be?
36.
Oh, you're young.
You're about the same age.
No, I'm about 10, 30, friggin' 9.
Oh, for God's sake,
next
3 years.
Is 40.
Yeah.
40. Oh, my God. How have I become 40?
Yeah, but at least you're going to turn 40 with a house, a child, and be married.
I'll trade the husband.
World, in the world
Do you want
of
him?
Life achievements, that's nah, good, nah. Isn't it?
Yeah, but it is. But then, it depends how you rate yourself. I'm turning 40 with a knackered body, with half my colon that needs to come out, a back that's broken, and yeah, I guess you always want what you don't have.
Oh, yeah.
I would love to live on my own for a week. I would actually love to go for a wee without a two-year-old, and I'd love to sit in silence. But you'd love a husband and a kid. Shall we check? Do you remember that programme? Is it Changing Lives or something? Where they'd swap families?
Life swap. Yeah.
Do you want my life for a week? I'll soon put you off it.
I'm going to have to like cook up some kind of plans that we can kind of get you to escape for a week.
Oh, my God.
To record the podcast.
I'm going
to
go and... Can we go? Can we... Ow, can we go abroad? I've just got my earring in my ring. Can we go abroad and film for a week? Could we record for a week? Well, could we go to the Caribbean? Oh my God, would you like a series from the Caribbean?
We can only dream, can't we?
We can.
So birthdays, right? Parties, that kind of shenanigan stuff. And actually, sometimes a lot of people are kind of losing weight they're wise towards a big birthday, like they're going to turn 40, they're going to turn 30 or 50 or something, and they don't want to be that same person, or so they're working towards that.
I have a lot of that.
And then when you kind of have a big birthday, it's not just one day, is it? It ends up being about 25
I've just
meals
had a,
out.
Yeah, I've just had a lady that turned 70 and I think she had 19 celebrations.
What?
Yeah, I think she had 7 afternoon teas. So a couple of things I've learned along the way with birthdays that might help you. Remember, a birthday is not made by cake.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Well, see, I've written down here, have some cake and eat it.
Right. So, let's think about your objective. This is what I think. Birthday week. Do you want to get on the scales after birthday week and have gained 4 pounds? Do you want to get on the scales after birthday week and maintained? Or do you want to get on the scales after birthday week and have lost some weight?
It sounds like the same kind of approach that you have for a holiday.
100%. And I think what you've got to really think about is your end goal. Also think about, this always gets me, if I gain weight this week, how long is it going to take me to lose the weight? It's not going to take you 10 minutes.
So it's like, at what cost does this come?
So I am all about really, really looking at, it's your birthday. If you are embroiled in a food cycle, a booze cycle that is emotional, you will be waiting for your birthday to down tools, eat cake and drink Prosecco. When you're embracing a new lifestyle, it is those things like, oh my gosh, my birthday, I'm going to a spa, I'm going to go and get beautiful manicure, I'm going to go and have a lovely birthday tea, but my husband's going to cook it. I'm going to actually go and have some birthday cake, but I'm not going to eat the whole cake, I'll have a slice.
Why is all celebrations that we do and commiserations and everything all around food?
Yeah.
Why can't we flip it up? It's like one lady's in the group that I go to went and did the the thing in Snowdonia, the zip wire thing. And everyone, and they made a day of it and they went for a walk and stuff. And this idea, I think we touched on it in our last episode actually, about finding other ways to treat ourselves and celebrate without food is just as important. So
100%.
Everything, like, it's even actually when you talk about dating, it's always like, oh, should we meet up for a drink? Well, actually, no. Could I don't know, go play mini golf with you instead, or go for a walk, or go for a bike ride? Why not think outside the box and challenge?
Oh, what a bike ride.
No, we would not.
My husband took me to a revolution, got me smashed on chili vodka. 19 years later and a kid.
But 19, no, that's fine.
Yeah, 19.
But
that was,
you know what? It's the same kind of thing. Like, let's just hit pause and say, okay, this is how we did it last year and the year before and the year before. But I'm not the same person that I was last year and the year before. So how do I want to do things now? And again, you get excited about it, don't you?
So one of the best birthdays I can remember is when one of my best friends, she lives in America, but we did like a Slimming World birthday. Yeah. And we just really embraced Slimming World chips and dips. And we had a bit of cake and we had like low sin alcohol. We had the best time because we were with each other and we just had like a little bit of a picnic. And we knew we were totally on plan. We didn't like lie down being so full because we'd eaten a lot. I mean,
yeah, well, it kind of goes back to the scripts that we tell ourselves and challenging those, because we tell ourselves, I mean, for me, holidays were really difficult initially when I gave up alcohol. It felt like it wasn't a holiday if I couldn't have a glass of champagne in my hand. That for me was a, I don't know, just like a signal. Okay, now you're on holiday. So I had to kind of really challenge my thought process of, well, why do I think that? What can I do instead?
And I think so many of our grooves, and this is what being a Slim World consultant's taught me at Margaret, is those grooves are so, so deep. They're like dug in, aren't they? So we have to create the new grooves. And the new version of you might be now that you don't have a birthday cake. You have a meringue, some berries and some yogurt. Or you go and you say, actually, I'm not having birthday cake today. I'm going to go and treat myself to a new dress. I'm going to go and absolutely, because I think we have that thing that's synonymous with enjoyment is treat. And actually, high sugar, high fat food is no treat to your body.
Yeah, exactly.
Your body's going, what the hell are you doing to me? An apple is.
If you didn't have cake on a birthday, would it honestly be the end of the world?
No.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those questions to ask yourself. For me, I'd find it a bit tricksy.
I want the cake.
I would want the cake.
I'd want to have a birthday cake. Yeah. So
what's more important, actually? Like, actually, spending time with my family is more important.
As long as someone bought me a cake, I wouldn't need to eat it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
As long as I had a candle to blow out.
So then there's the thing about when you're going out, okay? And this came to me the other day because I was listening to another podcast where a guy
You listen to other podcasts?
Oh, I listen to other podcasts. I mean, I even make them, you know?
No one's as good as me.
Clearly. So I was listening to another podcast, not about health. It was actually about business. And this guy was talking about when you're out and social anxiety.
Yeah.
And sometimes when you are going to these kind of restaurants or you're going to a buffet or a birthday party at someone's house, there can be that pressure to be something or do something that actually, you know, right now is not going to help you. No. So, you know, they want to order the bottle of Prosecco and they keep topping up your glass and you've no idea what sins you've got. They want you to order like the dessert and the starter and the main. And it takes quite a lot of confidence to kind of say, I don't want that actually. So kind of planning ahead for some of those things. And one of the things I wrote down this week, because I felt really overwhelmed in my work, I just sat down and journaled, what do I fear right now?
Oh.
And I actually put pen to paper to some of the things I was really scared about, and just admitting it to myself really helped. So then I was able to kind of put plans in place so that some of those fears won't come true.
Yeah.
Anticipating what those bumps might be.
So that plan.
But the thing that came out made me laugh. To this guy, he said, "Make the bathroom your friend." Okay, not in a weird way.
Not
but,
like I have to make the bathroom my friend with my illness, right?
But a place to go and hit pause. And I definitely felt that when I started socialising and I wasn't drinking, the bathroom was my friend. Like a place that, as a, you know, sorry guys if you don't always have like cubicles, but for girls there is a cubicle. Quite often you can go to the toilet on your own, lock that door, and even if you don't need to go to the toilet, just sit there and take a few moments and breathe and just kind of collect your thoughts and think, okay, how am I feeling right now? Check in. Do I need to surf the urge? Am I kind of on track with my plan? Let's just remember my reasons why I really don't want that cake. Why I don't want to have these three courses. You know, it may be, if you know these people are kind of heavy drinkers or massive eaters, can you arrive a bit late? Can you call ahead at the restaurant and ask for them to kind of give you a bottle of AF wine or look
just
at
so
the
everyone
menu
knows
events.
That's alcohol free
so
a couple of other tips.
I just thought that was crazy. Make the bathroom your friend. Use the pause time. Hit the pause button in real life.
I think we're not good at that, and we're so polite.
Oh, God,
and we get carried away with making everyone else happy. Actually, what do you want to do?
Yeah.
Actually, do you know what? I don't want to drink any booze today, and I don't want to have cake because I want to lose 3 pounds next week.
Yeah.
It's remembering that. A couple of things that help me: always look at the menu beforehand so that I know I'm not going in there blind and I'm not going to get carried away with the chips. I'd never go out hungry, because if I'm hungry, I'm eating the bread basket.
Well, but also if you are going to look at the menu, and for me, like, I love my desserts. But so where, if I'm doing my whole like week plan, like I have been in my Be Delighted book.
Where's your dessert fitting?
So what sacrifice am I going to make earlier on the week so I've got those flexibility in my sins?
But you're very good with that. You forward plan your sins, and that's what's key.
I try.
If you're having reactive sins,
that's true.
That's when it's not going to work. Another point is other people's birthdays. Just because it's someone else's birthday doesn't mean you have to eat their cake.
There's always an excuse, isn't there?
Yes, it. And I think that's the key, isn't it? Look at people littering. If you want to find an excuse, you will always find one.
That's actually an extra strong can of cider,
isn't it?
Oh, how gorgeous. Apt is that?
Isn't it? Great timing. I think what's really important to acknowledge, if you want to lose weight, there is always a way to do it. It might not be as much fun as eating the cake and drinking the beer, but you can do it. It just takes a strategy, and it also takes a want. And it also, what I've learned, is it's not always easy. But going through that hardship of saying, do you know what? I'm not going to have this today, because the payoff is going to be getting on them scales and seeing that weight come off. That's worth it.
Well, it comes back to that phrase, choose your hard.
Yes.
Which... there was a lady called Wendy in my group,
as well,
and Claire, who kind of said this constantly of, look, it's hard being overweight, you know, you're getting ready for your birthday or your holiday, you're looking at all the clothes, putting all the clothes that you had last year for your last holiday on, and they don't fit, that's hard.
Yeah.
Or it's hard by having to make some cutbacks here and there to get to this target weight and feel better in how you want to be. So which one do you want?
Yeah.
What do you want your next birthday to be like?
Because I think it's acknowledging you cannot have it all. And it took me a long time to get over the anger that I wanted to be thin and eat what I wanted, and I can't do that.
Deep, man.
I know.
So deep.
But it's so true, isn't it?
Just a little snigger to your own hands on the table.
Oh my God, I feel like I've swallowed a ton of gravel. I'm trying to be serious. But I think that it's finding enjoyment. I like to celebrate each birthday, and I think this is because I've had quite a lot of trouble with my health. Like, do you know what? Each birthday for me is an absolute achievement because, and especially since I lost my dad, like, time is so precious. So I just like to celebrate the fact I'm here and celebrate the fact I'm here. I want to be the very best version, and actually eating and drinking rubbish ain't going to help me to be here for longer.
Yeah, and you know what? That couldn't agree with more when we watched the video back of Hayley, who tagged us in, another consultant who sent us a message on Insta and said that, you know, her dad had died when she was 16, her mom had died of ill health, and basically Hayley said, I don't want to be like that in the future. I'm going to take control of my health, and when I have my wedding next year and celebrate my birthdays, I want to be the best version. And
I love that,
and it kind of puts things in perspective. You might have a gain around your birthday. Is that the end of the world?
No.
At least you've got to celebrate it.
But you don't have to have a gain.
Yeah.
And I think for me, like, when you have been through something like the loss of a parent, like, my worst fear for days is feeling the fear and the pain I felt when my dad died. I don't want, and my dad said to me, my dad died because of diabetic related illness, lost both his legs and everything, had strokes. He said, I dug my grave with a spoon. Like, don't be that person. So I always think about how what I'm putting into my body, is it really doing me any good physically and emotionally? If it's not, I don't want it in my body.
Mm. What a powerful thing for him to have said to you and admit as a man.
Oh, because he knew, but it was too late.
But to pass on that message to you, to make sure that you didn't do the same.
Yeah, he was desperately, desperately troubled by the fact that he'd done it to himself. And that point he was dying and there was no turning back. So I think it's really acknowledging how deep the web of food and alcohol is. And things like birthdays bring it back because you go back to that default, don't you? And that's why I try always break my default. Actually, do you know what? Is this birthday about going for the walk? Is this birthday about going to a spa? Is this birthday about actually doing a Slimming World buffet? Doing something different? Because just because for the last 20 years you've eaten a family-sized gatto and four boxes of chocolates doesn't mean you have to do it every year.
Yeah, what is more important? What is your why? Comes back to all of that, doesn't it?
Yeah, I just, like I say, I think I'm so blessed to be here because I've been so sick when I shouldn't have made it through that actually I just want to seize every day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because you're a Capricorn, you're so stubborn that we can't get rid of you, frankly.
Jesus. Let me at least get to blinking 40 and buy me out.
Oh, now she wants to turn 40.
Yeah.
Oh.
I just want my sage green splashback tiles in my new kitchen. That's what I'm dead excited about.
Oh, my God.
It's happened to me.
Oh, so Slimming World's, like, it's obviously 50. Did we mention that? Did they mention that? Like,
I don't know.
What are they actually doing? So Margaret's got a book.
Margaret, I'm so excited. My book is due to arrive this week.
So what is actually in this book?
Because I haven't seen it. Margaret's autobiography. So she's going to tell us the story of Slimming World. And so Margaret started us from her living room. And now look at us. Biggest slimming organisation in the UK. The things that Margaret's done as a person with the organization, she's changed the face of slimming. She really has. She turned everything on its head. When Margaret started Slimming World, there were only two books on healthy eating and dieting. There's now about 34,000 different books. I mean, the things that she has changed, that, you know, we lobby the government on healthy eating now at Slimming World. We've got teams of nutritionists. We're certified by the Royal College of Midwives. We've got a young adults plan. Like, the things that she's put in place and the way she's transformed it is just insane. And to have done that as such a young woman I think she was about 21, maybe 25. Sorry, Margaret, I should really know my facts. But what I love about Margaret was her courage to say, actually, there's something better for people out there. There is something that doesn't have to be restrictive. There is also something that will look about the psychological side of slimming and lift that burden of guilt. And for me, that's the thing that Margaret's given me, is freedom from that guilt.
Yeah, I'm a massive advocate about choice, not deprivation. Mm. And I think that's also been alongside my similar journey. What I've got gained out of kind of doing 1 year no beer and going alcohol free has actually always been about choice, not deprivation. Yeah. We are not kind of, you know, losing out.
Well,
think
of
the things we're gaining.
It's not about the weight you lose, it's about the life you gain. And I am that person that Slimming World gave their life back to. I honestly am, and for that I'm eternally grateful. The fact that I get to see people change their lives. I had a girl this week, hit target, Molly. She's just turned 22,
really?
6 stone, 2.5 pounds. And I remember Molly, the day she walked in my group, she was sat there, this quiet little girl, no confidence, wouldn't speak. And now she is Woman of the Year, Miss Slinky, Greatest Loser, Young Slimmer. The most amazing girl, but she has given herself at 22 the best shot of a healthy life because of Slimming World. And she wouldn't have done that without Slimming World. And she's had choice, and she still drinks her Jager bombs. And I'm so proud of her for that.
Ah, so
yeah, I think 50 years is such a momentous occasion. Got loads of things going on in group. So this week is party week in group. Really exciting thing for group members is when their card goes into pay, there is a chance that they could either win £50 of shopping vouchers or €65 of shopping vouchers. It just be done at random and you'll get a little message of pay as a birthday present.
Wow.
Nice, yeah.
I just think it's...
I'm having parties in all the groups, golden groups.
Really?
Yes.
And if you think, like, for 50 years, I mean, you see now how many diets we all, you know, everybody who's doing this, when they scroll through their Facebook, their Insta timelines, we are bombarded with messages of fad diets this, yeah. of, you know, online courses for this, of take this pill, have this quick fix, do this exercise 10 times a week and you'll yeah. lose £25 million. We are bombarded, but I just think to have, you know, to follow a plan, and I've done many different plans.
Yeah,
I know you're
yeah.
kind of a more of a Slimming World.
Well, I've tried everything.
Yeah, I've kind of...
And like what
just
I
been
learned,
very lost with it. But
yeah.
just to kind of have something that's got that 50 years of like...
Stature, but also the thing that Margaret did that was such a step away was look at the emotional side with image therapy, with that individual motivation and support to change lifestyle habits, to make new grooves. That was the difference. That with the freedom of food. Think about it. Free food is unlimited. You could eat for 24 hours a day. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's unlimited. That power, I think we take that for granted sometimes. When you actually say that out loud, that's freedom. That's choice. That's eating normal food.
Yeah, I think it's more about, for me, it's more about the connection. And I guess there are lots of people that kind of do this plan online from
yeah.
far away that
yeah.
don't get to go to group. And some people kind of complain a little bit, say, oh, Slimming World always bangs on about go to group, stay to group. But for me, the connection is the essential part, because we come back to, you know, reason that I'm really enjoying doing this podcast. And we have to enjoy it, otherwise we're not going to turn up every week. But actually knowing that some of the things that I'm thinking in my own head, that some of you guys listening are also
yeah.
feeling the same. And I'm like, oh, thank God, I'm normal.
And I think
just
that
to see everyone
yeah.
nod in
yeah.
a group when you say, oh my God, I cannot stop eating chocolate bars every evening. I just can't stop. I don't know what's wrong with me. And about 5 people in the group all nod their head and say, I did the same thing last night.
Yeah.
It's like, yes.
And that's what I love about that group connectivity. And that's why I will, for as long as I live, if you can get to a group, get to one. The power in group is immense. The friendships I've seen in group, the love I've seen in group, the things that people give each other strength from in group. If you can get to a group, I've got a girl that messaged me who is coming 29 miles to my group because she said, I just want to be part of your group. Got another lady that wants to come and visit me from Scotland because she said, I just want the power of the group. You don't need to travel. You have got one probably within a mile, but get there.
You've
find
the
your group
now.
Yeah, but find your connection, because don't underestimate the power of group. It makes such a difference to not only losing the weight but keeping it off.
I think it's also a commitment to yourself, isn't
yeah.
it? I knew that when I walked back through the doors, was it the 6th of January, not this year, last year, that the only time in my diary that was ever always going to be free every week was 8 a.m. on a Saturday.
And now, you just made that.
And I just made that commitment. It was a killer. And I didn't have a car then, so I sometimes got a lift, but then sometimes I was cycling at like 7:30 on a Saturday morning.
What the hell is that about?
But when you really want it and you make the commitment, you do it, don't you?
And that's the thing. And I think that's why group makes it easier, because when your commitment wanes, they pick you up.
Yeah,
they really do. Look at old Mr. Squirrel and his free food.
Hang on, but a nut is, well, it's healthy, it should be.
Oh, I don't know, that's a nut. It could be some grass.
It's a nut. It's a squirrel. It's going to be a nut, right? Squirrels eat nuts.
But they also eat other things.
Well, like what?
Grass.
Do they?
I don't know, do they?
I don't think so. I thought they basically get in all the nuts from like the horse chestnut trees.
Let's have a
look. She's Googling. Oh, my God. Right. Well, in the meantime, to wrap this up, if you would like to subscribe and follow, please do so and rate and review this podcast. So there are some people we know who are finding us, who are listening online, so it connects to them. But also, next week, we are going to be talking about why sleep matters as well. So that may be of use to you if you are one of the people, as some of you told us in our last listener's question episode, that you were stuck, that you'd hit a bit of a maintain. Maybe sleep might be something else for you to look at as well as all the other bits.
FYI, squirrels will forage and eat roots of trees, leaves, grass, plant stalks, and anything else with sufficient nutritional value to them. Squirrels tend to go for most tender young stalks, branches, soft twigs, and supple bark.
And what is the source of this? She's just reading up.
What does a squirrel eat to org?
And that's why I'm a journalist and she's a Slimming World consultant. She's all about promoting the speed. Now, what's it? I can see what's in his mouth. It's clearly a nut. There's a plane going over us. There's a squirrel with a nut running around us, and Anna's got some kind of cider can at her painted toenail foot. So anyway, that's Slimming World podcast. It's been a joy to have you with us. Happy birthday if you are listening to this another time.
Margaret.
And happy birthday, to Slimming World.
We love you.
And look forward to hearing of your celebrations of how you do it. Take care.